Ma'at Katan Yoshami, corresponding to Ma'at Katan Bavli, Daf Vav. We begin Yoshami on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, right in the middle of the page, the two dots, V'yotzim Afalakilayim. V'yotzim Afalakilayim, the Mishnah taught that the messengers of Beis Din may go out to inspect fields to ascertain where the farmers had planted forbidden mixed species. Like V'yotzim Ba'adah, did they not already go out in Adah? Hipata Sha'isa Ashana Afela Vein Hatzmachim Nikarim. The answer that refers to a year of late rain, so the vegetation was not yet visible above the ground. Uminayin letzion, what's the source for marking graves? Rebrachia Reb Yaakov bar Basyake b'shem Reb Chunya de Bas Chavan, Reb Yosef Amala Reb Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Reb Chunya de Bas Chavan, Reb Chizkia Reb Uziel b'reid Reb Chunya de Bas Chavan, v'tami tami yikra, k'dei shtei tuma k'ayra lai v'fiha v'aymeret lai froish. Rebrachia and Reb Yaakov bar Bas Yaakov quoting Reb Chunya of Bas Chavan, we said it was from Yaakov bar Acha quoting Reb Chunya of Bas Chavan. Reb Chizkia, Reb Uziel, son of Reb Chunya of Bas Chavan, says that the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Memhei, he should call out, Tame Tame, impure, impure, so that the Tumah should call out from his mouth, saying, stay separate. Reb Ila, B'Shem, Reb Shmuel, Bar Nachman, V'Ovra, Ivim, Be'eretz, V'Oretz, V'O'a, Etzem, Adam, U'Baneh, Etz, Leitzion, Mikan, Shemesayim, Alad, Samus. Reb Ila, quoting Reb Shmuel, Bar Nachman, said that the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perek Lamatef, Pasuk Tezov, the passers-by will travel the land and see a human bone and build near it a marking. This is a source for marking bones. Adam, Mikan, Shemetzayin, Al-Ashidra, Al-Gugolis. The word Adam, human, this teaches that we make markings for a spine and skull. Uvana, Mikan, Shemetzayin, Al-Gabi, Eben, Kavua. And build, the Pasuk says, this teaches that we make markings on an attached rock. If you think that a detached rock is marked, it will roll elsewhere and cause taras that are there to be declared tame and burned. Similarly, tame items in the original place will be declared tahor. Siyun, the kan of siyun, the word a marking, it teaches that the requirement to mark tumah. Monsa even achas mitsiyenes, afa pisha ein mekaimen kein, amahar alea tame ani aime, meis, if one found a marked rock, even though the rock should be positioned near the tumah but not upon it, when it leans over it becomes tummy, as one must assume that the tumah is underneath the stone. If one found two such rocks, one who leans over either rock is tahor, but one who leans over the area between them is tummy. If between them was ploughed, each rock is viewed separately. Between them is tar, and around them is tummy. Tani e mesainu ala basa, shema nisach la basa. The Bais says one should not mark flesh, lest the flesh decompose, and there will no longer be tumah present. Ugyusta bar shunam, bar koimi rav mana, v'lai nimsa, metame taras and mafriya. Ugyusta bar shunam asked rav mana, doesn't it cause us to retroactively make taras tummy? Amalei mutav yiskalkalu boi l'sharav al yiskalkalu boi l'aylam. But Mana answered, it's better to temporarily cause damage by not marking the flesh than to permanently cause damage by permanently marking flesh that will soon decompose. The Mishnah says, "Ubelezer ben Yaakov Omer, Moshchin es amayim ilan ilan, aval loy yashke es kula sde kula." Ubelezer ben Yaakov says, "One may draw water from tree to tree, but one may not water the entire field." Zvam shlo yashasu lifnei amayim la yashkin ben mayed. If seeds did not drink before the festival, they may not be watered on the festival. Chacham say both in this and in this is permitted. The Gemara says, Rav Mana Amar La Stam, Rav Mana taught the following statement himself. Rav Avin b'shem Shmuel b'stam chalukim, and Rav Avin quoted it from Shmuel that they disagree over a regular field, but if it's spacious, they all agree that watering the entire field is prohibited. Man kaimin im meravachim. What's the case? If the trees are spaced out, all agree that it's prohibited. If they're planted one after another, all agree that it's permitted. Rather, there are 10 saplings planted in a beisar, which is an area of 50 by 50 amos. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov viewed them as spread out, and the Rabbanon viewed them as planted one after the other. How Rabbanon Ami b'Mavochim also lashkris ma'olam shech. Rabbanon said that if they're spaced out, it's prohibited to water. Would it be permitted to draw the water from one tree to the next. Ne'elef hadad rabbona min drivelav ben Yaakov. Kamad drivelav ben Yaakov, omar b'mevochim, osel ashkoyis, umutel amshich. Ken rabbona amri, b'mevochim, osel ashkoyis, umutel amshich. The Gemara answers that let's learn the opinion of the Rabbanon from Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov. Just as Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov said that if it's spaced out, it's prohibited to water and permitted to draw, so the Rabbanon say that if it's spaced out, it's prohibited to water and permitted to draw. Lekain Savina Neima Baravachim Divakal Asa. Do we not conclude that if spaced out, it's prohibited to water the entire field? This shows that even the Rabbanon prohibit watering a rain-watered field. Behain Ofar Lavan Lob Baravachimu. And the Mishnah Maseches Shviyos teaches that Reb Shimon permits a person to sprinkle water on the earth between two trees to prevent loss of the trees. Reb Lez ben Yaakov prohibits it. The Gemara comments there that it's the same dispute as in this Gemara in Mayakotten. This means that Reb Shimon there disagrees with Rabban over here. Elakam b'Shviyos, Elakam b'Moyed rather. One is during Shviyos and one is on Chol HaMoed. Ma ben Shviyos, Ma ben Moed. What is the difference between Shviyos and Chol HaMoed? Shviyos aladeshu muteres b'malacha hitiu ben davashu toriach ben davashu eina toriach moed aladeshu asa b'malacha leitiu aladavashu avad avavad davashu eina toriach. Since it's permitted to perform malacha in Shviyos, they permitted it whether it involved toil or not. Since malacha is prohibited in Chol HaMoed, they only permitted acts that prevent financial loss as long as they don't involve toil. If the by meima nishmanim en ador, Shviyos aladeshu zmanam aruba hitiu moed aladeshu zmanam katsar asa. And some answer that they permitted it in Shviyos since it lasts for a long period of time, whereas they did not permit it on Chol HaMoed since it only lasts for a short period of time. Oisin shivas yomim ha'achoyin la'mistava mi'avdinun k'shivas yomei ha'regel v'yu asurim. The Gemara says if so, that they can prohibit for a short period of time, shouldn't the last 7 days of Shemitah be like the 7 days of the festival and be prohibited? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Ashkach tani meravsin va'afa lavan b'shviyos avala b'moed. They found the Braitha that explicitly states that one may sprinkle on the earth between trees during Shviyos but not on Chol HaMoed. The Chacham Matirim Bezeh Bezeh. Now, the Mishnah taught here that the Chacham permit both in this and in that. Mal Bezeh Bezeh. Ben Shoshasu Koidim Noregel, Ben Shoshasu Koidim Noregel. What's the meaning of both in this and in this? Does it mean whether or not they were watered before the festival? What then would be the reasoning of the Chachamim? Since they did not drink before the festival, they're like a rain-watered field and should be prohibited. Elakan be'elan kan bezoim, rather, they mean both in the case of a tree and in the case of seeds. And coming on to the next Mishnah, Sadanes ha'ishus v'esach boim b'stei ha'elan v'stei ha'lovon k'dar koi b'moide v'shvies. One may trap ishus and mice in the regular manner in an orchard and a wheat field on Chol HaMoed and in shvies. Rabbiuda says they may be trapped regularly in an orchard and in an irregular manner in a wheat field. One may repair a broken fence in the regular manner on Chol HaMoed and in Shviyos. The Gemara says, Ishois zu chulda. Ishois refers to a mole. Afa pi she'ein ra'ay ladava zeich ladava nafal eshes bal chazu shemesh. Even though there's no clear proof for this, it's mentioned in a pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Nun Ches pasuk Tes, like the stillbirth of a mole that did not see the sun. Nicha b'stei ha'ilan b'stei lavan. It's understandable that one could trap vermin in the regular manner in an orchard because they cause a lot of damage. However, why is it permitted in a wheat field if they don't cause a lot of damage there? Ele b'stei ha'lavan shi smucha b'stei ha'ilan. Rather, it's referring to a wheat field adjacent to an orchard. Kedar koi tzad b'masuda shalei kedar koi toichav b'shpud. The regular way is by using a trap. The irregular way is inserting a rod into the ground above their hole and banging with a hammer to squash them. Tani machriven chode anamalim b'moyed kesedu oise. The Bible says one may destroy ant holes on Chol HaMoed. How should this be done? V'shem galnila imen noitel me'elu v'noisim besad elu v'hen mechankim elu es elu v'hu shitei amas hamayim oiveres b'neim. V'shem galnila says, take earth from these ones' holes and put it in those ones' holes, and they will suffocate each other because they are unfamiliar with the earth. This is effective only if there's a channel of water flowing between the holes, thereby preventing the ants from recognizing the earth from the other hole.